Celine, Because You Loved Me, and before that, Honeymoon Suite, What Does It Take? On the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane, producer Andy in for Sam today.
And I'm Jane, and we are continuing with a closer look at some of Toronto's mayoral candidates. After the first big debate on Monday night, hosted by the Daily Bread Food Bank, we were joined by Anna Bailao yesterday, and today we welcome Olivia Chow. Olivia, thanks for taking the time.
Good morning.
Well, since you handed in your nomination papers, you've been leading, and by a significant margin, in all the polls among decided voters. Olivia, what do you think in the early going has you resonating and connecting with so many Torontonians?
I don't know how to answer that question. I just know that I feel and experience a lot what most Torontonians probably are feeling. I'm getting stuck in traffic, and I'm stuck waiting, whether it's the streetcar or buses. Once I'm in it, I'm stuck in traffic again. When I am riding my bicycle or in a car, the roads are a bit nuts. There's so many potholes in there. It's sort of like sometimes you feel like you're in a war zone trying to dodge them. And I'm surrounded with young people that said they can't afford to live in Toronto anymore. And I have a friend, Ying, who has been on a waiting list for affordable seniors housing for more than 10 years. So I think I'm reflecting when I talk about what's happening to our city, reflecting what people are feeling, and in a sense that, hey, we need to do something better. We need to take care of each other a bit more and have a government that reflect that purpose. I think that may be the reason, but I'll leave it to the pundits to deal with the polls and all that, because I'm most worried about people not being able to have a life that is more affordable. And then, speaking of which, I have a friend whose mother won't come downtown anymore, which she's been doing for 20 years to visit her friends, because she's scared to get into the subway, and there's this fear on safety, right? So I think we also need a city that's safer for people.
Olivia, let's talk about affordability. Find me an election where taxes aren't a hot button issue. But we're in a time where many Torontonians are literally living paycheck to paycheck. And something I know many of your competitors brought up with you at the debate Monday evening at the Daily Bread Food Bank, Anna Bailao being one of them. We spoke with her yesterday on the morning Zoom. So Olivia, what's your stance on property taxes and their outlook going forward in Toronto?
Look, what's really tax all about is the service that we get when we come together to a government, right? It's what paid for the traffic lights when we call 911, even though we wait a bit too long. It's another one of my pet peeves. That's when the police comes, or someone that picks up our garbage and remove the snow when it happens. That's what taxes are for. So I think what we need to think about is affordability, absolutely. But a lot of people are thinking that, hey, I need more housing out there so that my rent is more affordable, because I am paying far too much for housing. And I think by far what I'm hearing is people are really concerned about the cost of housing. So, which is why I think it's really important to build affordable housing. We haven't built any, and the city has not done any building in the last 10 years, and we're seeing the impact of it on the streets. We're seeing the homelessness rising. We're seeing evictions happening. So, what I want to do is to increase the John Tory building funds by a third of a 1%, so that we could build, so we could pay the down payment and build 25,000 units of housing. And it amounts to about $11 per household. And I think we could do that for each other. And then if you want to talk about other platforms that I've announced that deals with money, for example, I think it's really important that we house some of those people that are on the streets, because they're in the subways, they are in our libraries, because shelters are turning away 200 people per day, and they are on our streets. We see them. And for the survival of a great city, we need to make sure these people have shelters so that some of them can begin getting treatment sometimes, or maybe that they might need to find a job or get some mental health support services. But none of that can happen until they have a roof over their head. So I'm prepared to have 1,000 units of housing is through rent supplementing their rent so that they could be housed and that have wraparound services for them. So that they could stay housed.
Olivia,
all of those things are important, right?
Olivia, just in the interest of time here, before we let you go, if you weren't running for Toronto mayor this time around, which of the other candidates would you cast a ballot for?
Oh, that's a wonderful question. I think I would cast a ballot for Josh Matlow.
I thought maybe you would, because you and he have similar stances, similar takes on the issues. So to follow up that, why vote for you instead of Josh?
Well, I do have a lot of experience, especially being a member of parliament in the past, and I served in the House of Commons for 8 years. So I know how to deal with the federal government. And honest to God, we really need a better deal for the city. And think about it. Toronto is the biggest city in Canada. We are the financial center. And it's important that we have a source of revenue that grows with the economy and not just with the property tax. So having a new deal with the federal government is very important. If not, none of the things that we can talk about, better public transit, better, more affordable housing, all of those important city building exercise, it wouldn't be done well without the partnership of a federal government.
Okay.
And I have that kind of experience.
Olivia Chow, all the best with the rest of the campaign. Thanks again.
Thank you very much, Jane and Andy.